We should try to eat a piece of bread on Rosh Chodesh, a minig. No chiyuv suda. That's why if you forget Yalav Yovo, you don't have to repeat benching, because there's no chiyuv suda on Rosh Chodesh. But it is recommended. So we should try to make sure that we have bread fulfill that minig of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, let's see the Gemara here. I'm going to read today, because I want to, we have a lot to get done. So I want to see, let's take a look. Everyone look inside, okay? A lot we have to see, B'Zishem. Okay, I want to get to Hilchos Mashiv Baruch also at the end of Shir B'Lineta. Okay, the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, Nezek, the Chatzin Nezek Chule. So the Gemara says, Nezek Kainu Chabolus. The Gemara asks the Kasha that Nezek damages is Chabolus. There is no doubt that it, when you incur a Nezek, it is Chabolus. Nezek is included in Chovel B'Chavero. And we said that Chovel B'Chavero is judged by three people. So what's Gemara's answer? Mishum Dekaboy Lemisne Chatzin Nezek. The reason why Nezek was taught, Tani Nami Nezek Shalom. The truth of the matter is that Nezek is subsumed under Chabolus. But the only reason why it's taught is because we want to have symmetry. And since the Mishnah had to teach Chatzin Nezek, and Chatzin Nezek is what? Is when a shore damages what? Another shore. The first three times, at least the first two times, you have to pay Chatzin Nezek. The third time or the fourth time, it's a machlokes, do you come a mu'ud, you pay Nezek Shalom. Okay? So the Gemara says that's the reason why we needed to teach it. So the Gemara says, let's see inside, the Gemara says, Chatzin Nezek, Nami Hainu Chabolus. Chatzin Nezek is also Chabolus. It also should be subsumed under Chabolus. So the Gemara answers, no. Tanim Mamona V'Ketani Knasa. Chabolus is a Chi of Mamon. What is a Chi of Mamon? What is Mamon? How do you describe the definition of Mamon? What is Mamon? Mamon is to compensate for the fact it's compensatory. It's compensatory in the sense that you cause someone a money loss, so you need to what? Compensate the person for the money loss. And therefore, that's considered to be Mamon. Uktani Knasa, what's Knasa? Knasa is the din of Chatzin Nezek. Chatzin Nezek is considered to be a Knas according to one opinion. What's the Knas? The Torah penalizes someone, imposes on a person that they should be able to watch the shore better. So therefore they gave you a break the first two times or the first three times whichever shita, to encourage you, motivate you to guard more. So the Gemara says, Hanichal Laman Dama Paganis Ken Knasa. That's good according to the Man number that says Chatzin Nezek is a Knas. But if Yol Chatzin Nezek is a Mamon, Michael and Mamar, what are you going to say? You don't have a good answer. Because Gemara's answer was, is that Chatzin Nezek, Gemara asked, Chatzin Nezek Chabolus? No. Chabolus is Mamon. Chatzin Nezek is a Knas. If Yol Chatzin Nezek is a Mamon, then Nachamo, you're back to the Kasha. Should be concluded, subsumed under Chabolus. Answers the Gemara, Ella, Aidi de Kaboy, Lemiste, Tashlumi Kefov, Tashlumi Arbe, the Chamishin, de Mamon. She'eno mishtalin baroshu, which is mamon that what? Doesn't match the principle, because you're paying double. Kefil is when you're a ganef, ayin tesim and beis of a bakam, where you steal covertly. You're more scared of a man than Hashem. Therefore, the Torah penalizes you with kefil. Therefore, lamai said to double. When you steal a shore, you shecht it or sell it, you pay four or five times. So you see, the maisa that it doesn't match the karen tananami, chatzin nezek, the mamon she'eno mishtalin baroshu. Also, halach l'maisa, Chatzin Nezek is not the same thing. What do you mean it's not the same thing? Even though it's, it might be according to one sheet of mamon, but you're not paying the principal, you're paying less. V'ayi dekaboy l'mistay what? Since it needed to touch Chatzin Nezek, tani nami nezek. So since Chatzin Nezek needed to be taught, because it's part of that group of something that's not mishtal and barosh, so too it's considered to be nezek. So at the end of the day, how do you summarize this piece of Gemara? How do you summarize this piece of Gemara? Why does the Mishnah elucidate Nezek and Chatzin Nezek?
You can't teach one without the other.
Well, what were the stages, Yonah? The first stage was is that it should be subsumed Nezek and Chabolus. So Gemara says, no, Nezek needed to be taught to introduce Chatzin Nezek. Well, that's all well and good that what? Chatzin Nezek is also Chabolus. So Gemara says, no, Chatzin Nezek is a different type of chiyuv called a knas. It's a knas. Chabolus Nezek is mamon. So the Gemara says, if you hold Chatzin Nezek Knas, that's a great answer. If you hold Chatzin Nezek is Mamon, it's not a good answer, because it's Mamon, it should be subsumed under Chabolus. So what's the Gemara's answer? That there's a whole group that doesn't match the Karen. You pay more than the Karen. Kefo Arba Chamisha. So to Chatzin Nezek, you pay less. It's not Mishtal and Rosh. It's less. So even if Yolchatz and Nezek Momen, therefore it had to be taught. So Nezek needed to be taught as well. So at the end of the day, there really are two Terutzim in the Gemara as to why, in fact, Chatzin Nezek, the Feirish, is what is taught, Lamaisa, in the what? In the Mishnah. Why did you need Chatzin Nezek? So I want to elaborate on that for a few minutes. Let's just get it very briefly. And that is as follows. Is that there is a concept of Momon and Knas. Okay? What is Momon? Momon, we said, is what? I'm just going to write Hefsid. What is Knas? According to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and we learned this already, Knas is based and generates a Chiyuv Knas. It does not correspond to your action. Okay? It does not correspond to your action. According to what? According to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Makas Adaf Hamad Aleph, Bezdin is Yotzer Esa Knas. Bezdin is the one that is Yotzer the Knas. Bezdin creates it. Therefore, there is a halacha of motive Knas Pater. This is at least the way Rabbi Akiva Eiger learns. Others learn that. The way that Bezdin is just a Tanai. And you're paying it corresponding to your action. But if your motive, before Bezdin declares you a Gadaf, you must pay the Karen, but you don't pay the double. Because you did not allow Bezdin to generate the Knas on you. So what I want you to get out of here is the following. Is that if you learn like Rabbi Akiva Eiger, I think you can amplify that by the Gemara, our Gemara. The Gemara says, Tani Mamon, Tani Knasahu. Meaning that this is a big deal of it. Chatzin Nezek is a different quality of a Chiv. Completely different quality of a Chiv. Without a doubt, it's completely different. Chatzin Nezek cannot be subsumed under Chabalos. Because Chabalos and Nezek is Mamon. Knas is Chatzin Nezek. Based and generates it. It's a completely different nature. Completely different getter at din. And therefore it is what? It is a different track. And that's what the Gemara means in the first answer. Okay? Because we view Knas fundamentally different. At least that's the way Rabbi Akiva Eiger says. And I want to say that's what you see from this Gemara. Okay? That's what the Gemara means to say. The Gemara means to say it in a very, very Bechudish way. It's much different. But then the Gemara says if Chatzin Nezek is considered to be Mamon, what's the din? If Chatzin Nezek is Mamon, then your stock should be subsumed or Chabalos. The Gemara says no. It's considered to be what? It's considered to be similar in a technical way because why? You don't pay the exact what? Exact carry. You don't pay the exact carry, you pay less. The other thing's paying more, this pay net, pay less. Therefore, it had to be mentioned explicitly. Once that mentions explicitly, it mentions Nezek as well. Okay? But what I want to bring out here is a tremendous Chiddush, and that Chiddush being is that if you say Knas is considered to be fundamentally different than Mammon, and the Gemara says it here. Doesn't the Gemara say Tani Mamona with Tanani Tanasa? The Gemara says it here, Beferish. Very clearly. It says Tana Mamon, Tana Knasa. So you see fundamentally there are two different what? There are two different tracks, and that's what they are in their very nature. Okay, now there is a Ravid. I want you to just get down to Baba Kama. The Ravid is of the opinion in Baba Kama, Daf Tevov, and Daf Lamed Gimel, that Motiv Knas, Mamon, Motiv Knas, or Chatzin Nezek is a Knas or Mamon, so I would say the Nafkamina would be what? Motiv, if you're Motiv the Chatzin Nezek, what will be the din, right? If it's Mamon, what's the din if you're Motiv by Mamon? Well, Das Vavim Kameidin, you gotta pay. What happens if you're Motiv by Knas or Putter? So the Ravid says, no, you won't say that by Chatzin Nezek Knas. The Ravid says in Baba Kama, you won't say that. Even though Chatzin Nezek is a Knas, but we will not apply the principle of Motiv to Knas, but to that particular type of Knas. Okay? Yeah, the Baba Kama. And the truth is that it's different, right? Because all the other Knas are always paying more. So if I'm Motiv to Knas, I pay the Karen, I don't pay what? But if I'm Motiv to Knas by Chatzin Nezek, I don't pay anything, right? So there's good reason to distinguish and say that that type of Knas might be a little bit different. But I want you to get that down in your notes. That's the Shittas of what? Shittas of Ravid. So this is the Pshat Lamaisa in the Gemara. And if you take a look at Rashi on the bottom, let's take a look at Rashi on the bottom. Paganiskim Mamona. You see Rashi says, Paganiskim Mamona, he says, Peperik Arbavus Nezikibo Bakama Daftava Pligibo. There's a Machloikis in Amroim, the Ksorah Stam Shvorim Nakhonim Haim. Stam Shvorim are our gorers. Umidina kulo boy lishlume, and they have to pay. Davale lemintero of rachmanu dechasala. And you have to pay, and you should have watched it. And the Torah says what? The Torah says you're merciful. The Torah says we're merciful on you. You shouldn't really pay the whole thing. We're going to give you a break. Now, why don't you get down? We have a Masorah from our Rebbe, Rebaron Soloveitchik Tzatzal. The Gemara in Baba Kama on Daf Tet Vov says, well, you know what? What's going on here? There's a machloikis about whether oxen are tame or not. Go ask a zoologist. That's what he asked us. What does the Gemara say in Baba Kama Daf Tet Vov? This machloikis, as to whether chatzi nezik is moment or knas, what is it predicated on? The Gemara says beferish. What is it predicated on? It says, if you hold, like Rav Kahana, Rav Papa says, Mamona, Stam Shfarim are nuts, and therefore you should have to pay the whole thing, the Torah is merciful. And the man never holds knas, holds Stam Shfarim are what? If you hold knas, they're tame. And therefore the Torah penalizes you in order to motivate you to guard it more. So let's write it down. If you hold, Gemara says above a common fish, if you hold chatzin nezik is knas, so what's it then? They're the becheskes, lav, shimur. Then they're not tame at all. And if they're what? If you hold chatzin nezik is what? Is mamon, they are tame. And the Torah just was merciful on you. That Lamaisa, you don't have to pay the whole thing. Yes? That's what the Gemara says in Baba Kama. Rashi's basically echoing that. Paganiska Mamonu read on the bottom. Look at the previous Rashi, where I read, Chabolus Mamonu Dafkas Ludme, Chatzi Nezek Knasu, Dishtam Shvarm Enenochim. The Lo Ayel Abayel in the Shomer.
Wait, that's with Chatzi Nezek. I think, did we say the opposite on the board?
No. Look at Rashi. Chabalos mamonu daftis l'dmei, chatzi nezik nasu, destam shvarm ein enochim. Stam shvarm don't gore. V'lo haya l'baal in the shomro. Kol zman shalo huud v'lo boy l'shtumi minei ala knasu. The katzar l'akin ishi yarbe b'shmir shvarm. So it says b'feirish in the Gemara, right? What does Rashi say? Rashi says v'yo knas, stam shvarm achez kashim or kaimi. Right? Yeah? If you write knas, we said they're becheskes shimur kaim, yes? Yeah? They're tame. That's what the Gemara says in Baba Kama here. Ted Vov. The Gemara says, Yuvhuna b'nei shmur kanasu stam shvar becheskes shimur kaim. They're in a state of tame. Ubedinu de lushlum kal. You shouldn't have to pay at all. But the Rabbanan finds you kenechlum turilu didei. And that's what Rashi says, right? Rashi says here, Eli, stam shvar ein anochim. They're tame. They're not gores. You shouldn't have to what pay anything. But the Torah says what? The Torah finds you to motivate you to what? Be on top. Be on your toes. You follow me? Everyone got that? So what's going on? Just ask his wallet. Stephen, you follow me? That's where Rabbaran asked us. You following this kasha? You cannot have a machlokas in mitzias, in shas, in lamdas, in learning. You can't have a machlokas in facts. The machlokas always has to be in a din. And a machlokas has to be conceptually. Daniel, you follow me on this? David, you got this? You can't have a machlokas in facts. You know, there's a machlokas in Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in the Chachamim, whether rice ferments or not. Go ask a chemist. Go do the test in the lab. Whether chametz is what? Whether rice is chametz. What's the pshat? The pshat is go do that test. The machlokas is how to interpret the results. That's the machlokas. You know, you go ask that zoologist in the Bronx Zoo, you know what he'll tell you? He'll tell you the following. He'll tell you 50% of the oxen of the world are tame. You know what the machlokas is? How do I interpret that? Does that mean I deem them all tame? Or does that mean, no, they're wild? Because I need 51% to deem them as tame. You understand what I mean? It depends how to interpret the results of that. So the mandamer that says that the cheskish Lav Shimur, that we assume halacha lamaisa. How do we write that? Did I write it wrong on the board?
Yes.
Ellie? Yeah, I wrote it wrong. Thank you. I'm sorry. Cheskes Shimur. They're Cheskes Shimur. And Cheskes Lav Shimur. If you hold Knas, they're in a state of being guarded. They are not wild, because 50% is enough to deem them as being tame. The Torah just says, be on your toes. We're going to fine you Chatzi Knas, because you really shouldn't have to pay a thing. And the other mandamer, thank you, Ellie. If the other mandamer holds chatzi mamuk, says chatzi is lav shimur. What's lav shimur? They're wild. Because 50% of mice is enough to deem them as being what? is deemed as being wild. You have to know this. It's a very important yisod and learn. You cannot have a machlokes and metzias. So when the Gemara presents this machlokes v'chatzi nezek, whether it's momen or knas, you follow me? The machlokes depends upon these two shittas. Okay? And these two shittas clearly hold halacha l'maisa, it cannot be a machlokes and metzias. So that's how Rav Aharon Zatzal answered the question that he asked us. It's the answer to that is always to the machlokes is to reinterpret the results. How do I interpret? Not reinterpret, but how do I interpret the results? And that's the machlokes in the Gemara. So we're pointing out that Knas is big stuff. Knas is l'maisa based in generating it. L'maisa and the other mandar of the chatzin nezik is mamona. Okay, but we're pointing out even if chatzin nezik is Knas, there is a rive that says you won't apply motive of Knas potter. And it makes a lot of sense because all the other motive of Knas is potter, at least you got to pay a karen. If you say chatzin nezik is motive of Knas potter, you don't have to pay a thing. It's not too fair to the other guy. Shkoy, if you're a tzaddik, you admitted that your shore damaged my shore. And you shouldn't have to pay half damage, so what do I get? I get zero. So it's good reason why the Ravid says like that. Okay? Alright. Everyone got that? So those are the two approaches as in the Gemara Nachum as to why what? Why, what's mentioned? Nachum. What's mentioned in the Gemara and the Mishnah? Not Nezik and what? Nezik and Chatzin Nezik. Well, let's see the Tosis on the bottom. Nachum, go ahead. You read the Tosis. No? You don't want to read the Tosis? Okay, let's see the Tosis on the bottom. Let's see the Tosis on the bottom, guys. Let's see. Okay, you have a Gemara, Nachum? No? You want a Gemara? You're not feeling well? No. Here, you borrow my Gemara then. Here, you get a small Gemara there. Okay? Let's see the Tosis inside on the bottom. Okay? Nezekainu Chabalas, okay? Rav Ronsweig once pointed out to us that there are three categories in Halacha. Legabi Nezikin. Legabi damages, okay? What are the three? I have it there. It's right there, right? This one right here. Sanhedrin, okay? Here. Says the Gemara like this, okay? There are three Nezikin. Choval Bechavera. What does Choval Bechavera mean? You damage your friend. If you damage your friend, you punch your friend, God forbid, you chayav five things. You chayav chamisha dvarim. What are the chamisha dvarim? Nezek, tzar, ripu, shevis, and boshes. Nezek, damages. Two is tzar. Three is ripu, medical bills. Four is boshes, embarrassment. And what's five? Nezek, tzar, ripu, shevis. Shevis is unemployment compensation. Okay? That's the first category. Number two is Adam Hamazik. What does Adam Hamazik mean? You take a baseball bat and destroy a guy's car, your friend's car. That's called Adam Hamazik. You destroy his property. And what's the third category? Mamon Hamazik. Your mamon can either damage another guy's property or the guy himself. So I want you always to note these three categories, okay? That's what Ronsoy once pointed out to us. Chol b'chaver is man versus man. Adam Hamazik is man going ahead and what? Destroying someone's car. Take a baseball bat and destroy his property. Mamon Hamazik is your own property, either damaging his property or the man himself. Okay? So let's see now the Tosis on the bottom. When we talk about Chatzin Nezik, what are we discussing? Are we discussing shore versus a shore or shore versus Adam? Go ahead, Nachum. Read the Tosis on the bottom. Go ahead, Nezik. Go ahead. So Tulsa says, I want you to know something. When we talk about Nezik, we are not talking about a shore damaging another shore. Because it says in Baba Kama, what's the din? When a shore damages another shore, you don't need mumchim. And what is our mission assuming? Every time our mission lists a topic, what is it assuming? That you need what? You need mumchim. And when it comes to a shore damaging a shore, you don't need mumchim. We collect in bubble, and you don't need mumchim. So the Mishnah can't be talking about shore versus shore. Ella, go ahead. Ella. Excellent. We're talking about a shore that damaged a human being. Uri, are you with me? Yeah. We're talking about a shore that damaged a human being. Go ahead. Oh, so if you want to include Chatzin Nezek in the Mishnah, which it is, you got to go against Rabbi Kiva. The Kamar. Nezik Sholi. There is a sheet of Rabbi Kiva. I want you to get this. Rabbi Kiva holds the whole institution of Chatzin Nezik It's only by, it's unbelievable, only by a shore damaging a shore. There is no concept of chatzin nezek by a shore damaging an adam. And the Mishnah tells us in Baba Kama, let's say you had a situation where a shore hurt a human being, gored a human being, and the human being got upset and he punches the shore back. Okay? But the damage to the man was worse than the shore. Rabbi Kiva says you take the difference. Let's say the damage to the man was $1,000. The damage to the shore was $500. Higher mathematics, even I can figure it out. 1,000 minus 500 is 500. You know what Rabbi Kiva says? You pay the full. It says Mishalim b'moser nezik shalim. How much do you pay? Nachum? 500. You don't pay 250. You pay the difference. Mosar means the difference. You don't pay 250, you pay 500. Rabbi Kiva says the notion of chatzi nezik does not exist when it comes to a shore with a man. Shore ba'adam doesn't exist, only by shore versus shore. In fact, Rabbi Kiva says when you talk about shore ba'adam, the only type of payment you come up with is when you have two damages, each one bopped one another, you pay the difference, but you pay the full difference. 500, not 250. So that means if you're going to tell me that our Mishnah is talking about what? Shore damaging an adam, that means our Mishnah is going to have to be against who? Rebbe Kiva. You guys tell me another Tosus we learned that we're uncomfortable making the Mishnah against Rebbe Kiva. Where do we learn that? Anyone can remind me?
First
Tosus. First Tosus in the Masechta, Johnny. Very good. Tosus was very uncomfortable making our Mishnah against Rebbe Kiva. He said against Rebbe Elazar he was fine with it. But making our Mishnah against Rebbe Kiva he was not fine with it. And that's what he's basically going to have to do now. Therefore, he backs out of it. Go ahead, Nachum. Okay. You have a kasha, go ahead.
Aren't there cases where the shore damages the person, like indirectly or whatever? He's responsible?
Never. According to Rabbi Kiva, there is never a concept of chatzin nezek when a shore damages an adam. And that's what he's trying to bring out from that Mishnah. That Mishnah is that even when they bop each other back, and you would have thought that, oh, pay 250, 250 is half the difference. No. Rabbi Kiva will not hear of it. Truth is, if you look in the Pasuk in Parsha Mishpatim, the simplest reading of the Pasuk is a shore damaging another shore. It says Yechatzun. If you remember Parsha Mishpatim, that Pasuk, it says paying half. It's the Pesukim seem to describe a shore damaging another shore. So if you're going to tell me our Sugya is talking about a shore damaging an Adam, you better Chatzin Nezek, that's against Rabbi Kiva. Go ahead. Oh, there it is. He backs out of the whole thing. Why does he back out of the whole thing? Because he does not want to make the Mishnah against who? Against Rabbi Kiva. So he says the Mishnah is talking about all types of chatzin nezek, even a shore damaging a shore. Oh, it's not just a shore damaging an adam. Because if it's shore damaging a shore, then I can have chatzin nezek even according to Rabbi Kiva. Go ahead. Daha what?
Daha masik achol ba'al, daha gogan b'balom, iske shore b'shore. Haynu dafkan iske shim b'regom, t'maladim mitzchil atzan. Aval iske t'arun, aminu anhatam de'in mo'i b'lona.
So what does he mean to say here? He says the Mishnah is talking about even a shore damaging a shore, right? And we conclude in Maseches Baba Kama that we're Govel in this case shore by shore. Why is it shore by shore? How can you do that in Bubba? What's the din? Because Shane and Regal. What's Shane and Regal? You know what Shane and Regal is? Shane is when the animal eats up someone's food. And what is Regal? When he kicks up pebbles and hurts someone's property. Those cases, there is no Tom. You're a Mu'ud from the very beginning. If you're a Mu'ud from the very beginning, then it's not a Knas. If it's not a knas, then even in Babel they can do it. Why can't in Babel they judge knasos? What do we say? Why can't they judge knasos in Babel? Because why? They don't have what? They don't have smicha. Now, what's the only type of thing that has knas? Karen. Because Karen has a notion of tam. Chatzin nezek is a knas according to one shita. So he says, Niske Karen, we do say in Mu'ud Babel. And therefore, our Mishnah is beautiful. Our Mishnah is talking about what? Our Mishnah is talking about cases of everything. Shore damaging an adam and shore damaging a shore. Shore damaging a shore? How could it be talking about shore damaging a shore? Because shore damaging a shore can include chatzin ezek. Chatzin ezek is a knas? Fine, our Mishnah is Eretz Yisrael, right? And therefore there's smicha. So no problem. We don't want to talk about a situation, Lamaisa, as he began to tell us that we're not talking about a shore, hizik shore, because it said govin osob the bubble. We don't require mumkin. No, we're talking about a situation of shore, azik shore, and what are we talking about? Knossos. If we're talking about knossos, by knossos you need what? Knossos you need mumchen. If knossos you need mumchen, so that's our Mishnah. So at the end of the day, what's the sugya? What's our Mishnah talking about? Not just shor azik adam, but also shor azik shor. And how could we be talking about a chatzin ezek a knas? Because Rabbi Akiva says chatzines only applies to shore by shore, and therefore what? Since you require knossos, you require mumchim, that's what's talking about Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Kiveger makes up, I want you to get this down, Rabbi Kiveger points out here, very interesting ha'ara. He says, Tosus is l'shitoso. How is Tosus l'shitoso? Tosus is l'shitoso, because stam gzelos don't need mumchim. We find many gemaras and shas, and above all they judge dine gzelos. But dinim that are common, we do shlichusayu of smuchim of Eretz Yisrael, that's because of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, gzelos chabolos are shlosha, we need mumchim, what's it talking about? Akzela shaba yedei chabola. It's talking about akzela shaba yedei chabola. That's uncommon. Remember that, Tosis? Remember we had Tosis on Gimel Amar Aleph, Dir Masker Shalotin, and Dutz with his loving? According to one day in Tosis, what was our Mishnah talking about? Akzela yedei chabola. You punched the guy out, and then you stole from him. That's a very uncommon occurrence. If that's a very uncommon occurrence, then the din is that what? It only applies by shloshim mumchim. That's what our Mishnah's talking about. And Bavel can't do that, Lamaisa. Bavel can't do that. Only things that are common do we say Shlichusai a lot. Gzela Sayyidei Chabalos is uncommon. If it's uncommon, how do we judge it? Because we have Mumchim. So this is Toysus Lishitoso. That's what the Rabbi Kivagan wants to point out, okay? But he does point out, according to Rashi, which I gave you, on Yud Gimel Amid Beis. We saw that. What does Rashi write on Yud Gimel Amid Beis? He's Cholek on Toysus. And he says there are two separate things. What's the Mishnah talking about? Eretz Yisrael, where there are mumchim. Only by Hodos Vavos are we choshel Nilas Delos, that they misakin, you don't need mumchim. But Zelos Chabalos, you need mumchim. And when the Mishnah says in Baba Kama, something that's shchiach, and is not a knas, you don't need mumchim, is talking about Babel, that there are no mumchim, and it works within Shlichusayu. But when the Gemara says, Midi Havi Hodos Vavos, it means Hodos Vavos or Mesakin Hedotos work from Netikin Olam, like any Nizikin in Bavel, which there was no concept of Mumchin, there are Mesakin Medin Shlichosayu. So it comes out that in Eretz Yisrael, Niske Shein Varegel, they judge only Bishlosha Mumchin. So I want you to get this down. Rabbi Kiveger points out that this Tosvos is Lishitoso. This Tosvos that writes that we're Goyva in Bavel, Halacha Lamaisa, this Tosvos that says we're Goyva in Bavel, what does our Taisa say we're talking about? What does our Taisa say we're talking about? Shore b'shore and shore b'adam both. Absolutely. And this is Tosus Lishitosum. That the dinim that are common that we say Shlichusayu on, and that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Xelis v'chabalos, even in Bavel. Because we say we're Shloshim Mumchen only on a case of what? Xela abaye de chabalo, which is not common. But stam Xelis, you don't need Mumchen. And therefore we find that in Bavel they used to do it based on what? Shlichusayu. That was the Tosus Lishitosum. That's what he wants to point out. That's against Rashi. Rashi says our Mishnah is talking about Eretz Yisrael that needs Mumchen, but Gzeles Chabalos, Halacha Lamaisa, you need Mumchen. And the Gemara in Bava Kama, it doesn't need Mumchen, it's talking about in Bavel, which is no Mumchen at all. It works Midin Shlichusayu. And when it says Midia Ados Vavos, it means that just like at Yotos work, so through Nezikin in Bavel, where there's no Mumchen, they're Mesakin, it's good Midin Shlichusayu. So it comes out, according to Rashi, Niske Shein Varegel, they judge with Shalosh Mumchen. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay, so that's what we have Lamaisa, Pshat Lamaisa with Rashi and Pshat and Taisa. Rabbi Kivagan wants to say that Taisa is Lishitoso, and therefore Lamaisa, you don't have to be saying that our Mishnah is talking only about what Eretz Yisrael. Rashi was in fact always saying that we're talking, our Mishnah is talking Eretz Yisrael, there's Mumchim, Mumchim, Mumchim. If there's Mumchim Lamaisa, then Shane and Reg are the judge, Rak Bisholosh Mumchim. Okay, according to what? According to Rashi. Whereas according to Taisus, Lamaisa is not true. According to Taisus, our Mishnah is not just talking about Eretz Yisrael. Our Mishnah is talking about a crazy case of Chabalah Yidei Geneva, Gzela, and in that case you need Shalosh Mumchim. Okay? But Stam Gzela's don't need Mumchim because we have Shlichusayu. And in Bavel they did it. Okay. And our Mishnah at the end of the day is talking about what? Shore. Halach Lamaisa, shore that damages Adam and shore that damages a shore. Okay. Very good. Let's go Vayta now in the Gemara, guys. Let's see. Vayta in the Gemara. Okay? Says the Gemara to follow. Let's see inside. Sholosh Minolon. Everyone got it? Jacob, you got it? Let's see inside now. Sholosh Minolon. How do we know that we need three? Okay? How do we know that there are three Dayanim new? Sholosh Minolon. Okay? What's the marker? The Tanur Rabbanan, Nikra Balabais El Elohim. That's Pasuk Zion, if I'm not mistaken. Okay? In Mishpatim. Perichav Beis Pozik Zayin. Harei Kan Echad. Says Elohim once, based it. Ad Elohim Yavod Var Shneim. What Pozik is that? That's Pozik Ches. It says Elohim twice. Harei Kan Shneim. So you see that what? Asher Ashiun Elohim Harei Kan Shlosha. You see that what? It says Elohim twice in there. Divir Raboshe. Raboshe says you need three Dayanim. Rabbi Yonason Omer Rishon Tchila. Namar Vein Dorshin Tchilas. What does Rabbi Yonason say? The first one doesn't count. Because we're not Darish Tchilas. Ela Ad Elohim Yavod Var Shneim Harei Kan Echad. Asher Ashiun Elohim Harei Kan Shneim. How do you get three? He says a svara. This introduces to us to the world of Beis and Shokel. You cannot have an even number. Okay? So the Gemara says, what's a machlaikis? Name a bedorshin tchilis kamafligi. The marsavar dorshin tchilis. Reb Yonason is dorish tchilis. Marsavar ain't dorshin tchilis. Okay? So Reb Yonason is dorish tchilis. And Raboshi is not Darish Tchilas. That's the Machloikis Lamaisa in the Gemara. Okay? So we have Rabbi Yonason is not Darish Tchilas, right? That's Kufa the Machloikis. And therefore what? Therefore he brings up this marker of what? Of Beis Din Shokel. And Rabbi Yonason and Raboshi is Darish, what is Darish Tchilas? That's the Havamin of the Gemara. Okay? What does Rashi say? Let's look at Rashi. You see Rashi, the Ein Darshin Tchilas, the second wide line. What does Rashi say in Dorshin Tchilas? Leminyan. You're not Dorish Tchilas Leminyan. Why not? Why aren't you Dorish the first one? Says Rashi, De legufe asa, de leboy mumchin, de Elohim loshen gedula verabonis. So let's get it down. Why does Rashi say we're not Dorish Tchilas? Because it's already to teach me something else. Mumchin. It's used up. Ein Dorshin Tchilas. The top Taisus argues on that, okay? Let's go a little bit weiter in the Gemara, and then we'll come back to the Taisus, okay? So the Gemara says that it's a machlokas whether you're Dorish Tchilas or not, and the reason why you're not Dorish Tchilas, according to who? According to Rabbi Yonason, is because why? It's because it's used up for smicha. Says the Gemara, it's wrong. Lo, it's wrong. Tekuli Alma Ein Dorshin Tchilas. Everyone agrees with Dorish Tchilas. Everyone. What's the machlokes? Amalekha Raboshia, imkei nemakrav nikrav balabais ela shofet. It should say ela shofet. My Elohim. Why did it say Elohim? Shema amina leminyana. This teaches me that it's telling me a number. Why do you have to change the word and say Elohim? Should have said just shofet, simple word. The fact that it said Elohim tells me it's telling me a number. So it's telling me a number, therefore Rabbi Yoshia says, even though normally endorsed in Tchilas, but what? But you can count it. The reason why you can count it is because it's weird. Because it should have said Allah Shofet. What does Rabbi Yonason respond back to that? Rabbi Yonason says, the Pharisee, everyone's not Darish Tchilas, right? So if everyone's not Darish Tchilos, what does that mean? Rabbi Yonason, Lishna Dalman Dokud, Kedamri Inish, Mandis Ledina Likar Lagabi Dayana. What does Rabbi Yonason say? He says, the way people speak. If you have a Din Torah, go to the Din Torah. Go to the guy with the Din Torah. And therefore, if you go to the guy with the Din Torah, what is Rabbi Yonason saying? Rabbi Yonason is not Dairish, what? He's the one who brought up Beis Din Shokel. And therefore, he says, I'm not Dairish the first one. I stick to my guns. Okay. Take a look at the top Taisus.
Can you explain Rabbi's story again? Why is it
literally Shokel? Let's see what the Taisus is going to say, okay? Zach, exactly to your point. Ein Dorshin Tchilas. Let's see, guys. Okay? Ein Dorshin Tchilas perish bekuntres mishum de itzrich lemumchim. Why does Rashi say you're not Dorish Tchilas? Because why? The first one was needed to tell me what then? Mumchim. The kasha, the masik, the kuliyam Ein Dorshin Tchilas. We just read the Gemara. The Gemara concludes everyone holds Ein Dorshin Tchilas. Rabbi Yoshia Amar Lecha, Rabbi Yoshia would say to you, Imke nechtov kra el ashofet. Rabbi Yoshia would say what? That it should have said el ashofet. Dami shofet lo yadin in mumchim, kamo shepirish bekuntres atzmo. Reb Yonason lishna dal manaka, kenar inchi yaman isle din alikarv legabe deyana. Haragav lo etzel hejo, period. You see the Rashi? What does Rashi say legabe deyana? Etzel dain haragav lo etzel hejo. Meaning, what's he asking? He's saying, I don't understand. The Gemara concludes, everyone's not Dairish Tchilas. And what does Reb Oshia say to you? Rabbi Yoshia says, it would have said, let's say the word El Shofet. But from Shofet, we wouldn't have learned what? Again, why did Rashi say in Darshan Tchilas? You tell me, why? It's already used for what? Mumchen. But the Gemara says later on, everyone holds in Darshan Tchilas. So if everyone holds in Darshan Tchilas, correct? So why does Rabbi Yosha use the first word? Because it should have said Shofet and not what? It should have said Shofet, not Elohim, yes? Right. The fact that it said Elohim tells me you teach it for a number. But I don't understand. You can't learn Mumchen from what? You can't learn Mumchen from the word Shofet. And you're the one who told me, Ali, that it's already used up for another halacha. So you understand what Tyson is asking Rashi? It's already used up, Stephen. What do you mean it's already used up? You can't learn Mumchen from the word Shofet. Rashi himself said it. Right, Pinchas? So what's the answer to that kash on Rashi? Says the Chiddush Yeran Dibur Maskil, Nichtov, get it down. That was a corner of Yonason. A corner of Yonason you can't learn from the word Shofet Mumcha. But according to what, Reb Yoshia, you can learn the word Mumcha from Shofet.
I understand the
kasha. The kasha is, why do we say in Darshan Tchila?
According to Rashi?
Yeah, according to Rashi. Because it's used up already for what? From Mumchen. Why does Tosis not like that? What is Tosis Kasha? Tosis says that you see in the Gemara and the Maskana, everyone holds in Darshan Tchilas. And why do Reb Yoshia, if everyone holds in Darshan Tchilas, how does Reb Yoshia count the first word? Because it should have said Shofet and not Elohim, right? How can you learn Mumchen from the word Shofet? Rashi said when he was Mazur Reb Yonason that you can't learn the word Mumchen from Shofet. So how could the Gemara have said that? How could Reb Yoshia say such a defense? You follow me? You got that, Kasha? That's Tosis Kasha. Shimon, you got it? Why does Rashi say in Darshan Tchilas?
What does it do with learning?
Why does Rashi say in Darshan Tchilas? Because you use it for a lock of Mumchen, correct?
Yeah.
Yes? Yeah. So Tosis says it's against the line in the Gemara. The Gemara changed it and said, Kuli Amo in Darshan Tchilas. So if everyone's Darshan Tchilas, how does Rabbi Yosha Darsh the first word? Because it should have said Shofet, not Elohim. If it would have said Shofet, though, Tosis asked, Rashi himself said, when he's Masber Reb Yonason, you can't learn out Mumchen from the word Shofet. So how could Rashi say what he says? So says the Chiddush Yeran to say Rashi, that's Reb Yonason Rashi's commenting in. But in Reb Yoshia, Reb Yoshia says you could learn the word Mumchen from Shofet. Not a problem. Rashi was only commenting within Reb Yonason. You follow me, Zach?
Why can't Reb Yonason learn from Shofet?
Because he says it's a Shofet Ragil. That's what he says. And Reb Yoshia says, I beg to differ. They're arguing an etymology of the word Shofet. Can you learn the word Mumcha, halacha Mumcha, from Shofet or not? Reb Yoshia says, you can. Says the Chiddush Yeran to say, Rashi Dibraskal Nichtov. And Reb Yoshia says, you cannot. Okay? That's according to Chiddush Yeran saving Rashi. Tosis says, no way. The word Shofet means a regular judge. Doesn't mean a Mumcha. And everyone holds like that. That was Tosis' assumption. Okay? So that's the Machlokes. Let's just finish up the Tosis. So what does Tosis say? Let's get it. So Tosis says, I have to say a different shot. Lekach nirit, the Hachikamer. He says like this. I want you to get it out on the board. Why does Rashi say in Darshan Tchilas? Because why? Rashi says in Darshan Tchilas because why? Because it's used up for Mumchen. You know what Tosis says? You know what Tosos says? Tosos says, Ein Darshan Tchilas because the Torah's got to introduce the din. You can't just go into something. The Torah has to introduce the topic. So if it introduces the topic, you can't use the first word for a different halacha. So I'm just going to say, according to Tosos, it's nosei. You introduce the nosei. It has nothing to do with the halacha of Mumkin. When you introduce a topic, it's used up already. That's it. That's why you're not Darshan Tchilas. Because the topic has to be introduced, and he proves it. Okay, Nachum, let's see. Read the Lekach Nira from in the Tosis. Okay, go ahead, Lekach Nira, Zok Tosis. Go ahead. You got it, guys. Let's go, Lekach Nira. This is what he's going to say to Pshat because he introduced the topic. Go ahead, Lekach Nira. You got it there. First, where it gets short, Lekach Nira. So Tosis says Pshat. Go ahead, Lekach Nira. Even though you don't need it for Mumchen. But ain Darshan Tchila, because you need to introduce the topic. Go ahead, and he proves it. The besukas, sukas, besukas. Mefarish beperakami the sukkah. Yesh aim le mesoris. Umashma. Schacha. The schach. Lo boy craw. The afilu hachi. Madlinin. We take one word away to introduce the topic. Velo. We don't establish it for the number. Laman. Oh, okay. So what does this mean? Are you familiar with the halacha? How many walls do you need for a sukkah? Let's get this down. We pass him two in a tefach, according to the Chachamim. According to Reb Shimon, you need three in a tefach. Okay? Now it runs as follows. There's a general machloek, we'll get to it on Daf Dalet. Whenever you have a kri and ksiv, which takes precedence? The kri or the ksiv? Yesh aim lemikra means the mother. It literally means the mother. Yesh aim lemikra means the precedence goes to the kri. Yesh aim lemesorah means the mother goes to the mesorah, the precedence goes to the ksiv. Of how it's written. Everyone's familiar with what kri and ksiv is? That's a general machloikis. So it says it in the Chumash, it says the word basukos, basukos, basukos. Do you read the kri or ksiv? Meaning if there's a kri, there's a vav? And according to Reb Shimon, how many walls do you need? How many walls do you need according to Reb Shimon? The Feirish Halacha L'maisa. Reb Shimon says beautifully, and this is what Reb Shimon Sheet is, Halacha L'maisa, right? Reb Shimon says, Yamakshu the sukkah, you need what? You need three in a tefach. Okay, you need three in a tefach. Or in the Rabbanim, you need two in a tefach. And it runs as follows. The Rabbanim hold yesh aim l'mesora, you go bus of the ksiv. And therefore, since it says twice, sukkot chaser vav, it says sukkot three times in the Chumash. If you look in the Torah, it says it twice without a vav, a third time with a vav. So higher mathematics, how do you figure that out? According to the Rabbanim, yesh aim l'mesora. Two words sukkah are chaser. That means one, two, and the other, the third word is with a vav. That's one plus one is two, plus two is four. Okay? So you have four times. You need one to introduce the topic. That drops it from four to one is what? Three? And then the halacha l'moshe m'sinan chisels it down to what? A tefach. So it's two in a tefach according to the chachamim. You got it, Pinchas? According to Reb Shimon, how does it work? According to Reb Shimon, it's what? You go buster mikra. So it's really what? Six. It says sukkah, sukkah, so it's six. You take one sukkah to introduce the topic, that drops you to four. And then you have the halacha l'moshe m'sinan, and chisels down to three in a tefach. And what does it say, the beferish there? It says that yesh aim l'mesorah, according to one lashon, they're arguing, everyone holds yesh aim l'mesorah, and they're arguing with their darish tchilas. And it's, 1 second, everyone holds your what? Everyone holds yesh aim l'mesorah, right? According to one lashon over there. According to one lashon over there, it's yesh aim l'mesorah, and halach l'maisa, they're arguing whether dorish tchilas. So that's another way of explaining the machloikis. What's the other way of explaining the machloikis? What's the other way of explaining the machloikis? That everyone holds yesh aim l'mesorah, but what's the machloikis? Reb Shimon is dorish tchilah. So that means he's dorish tchilah. He has how many sukkahs? No, because everyone holds yesh aim l'mesorah according to this lashon. Everyone holds four. And the Rabbanan are Darish Tchila, and therefore the Reb Shimon is Darish Tchila. He has four chiseled down, the three, and the Tevach Halacha Mishma Sinai. The Rabbanan are not Darish Tchila, so therefore what does it mean? You have how many times? One is already used up, right? And therefore you only have two, and two, you have three times, it says Sukkah. The Rabbanan are not Darish Tchila. V'yeshkan shlosha pamin d'chsiv b'sukkis. And therefore, Halacha L'maisa, the Rabbanan hold two in a Tefach. Okay? The Rabbanan hold two in a tefach. Because why? It says three times and you're not Darish Tchila. But Schach doesn't need a Pasuk. Schach doesn't need a Pasuk. But you see that what? Even though Schach doesn't need a Pasuk, we need one Sukkah to introduce the topic. And it's not counted according to the Man numbers, not Darish Tchilas. So that's the Raya. That according to the Rabbanan, one of the Sukkahs were not Darish. Even though Lamaisi, we don't need a Din Miyuchah because you have to introduce the topic. So too by Elohim. You need to introduce the topic, and therefore you're not Darish Leminyana. That's the example that Tosfos gives. Okay? Has everyone got that? So that's Tosis, what I wrote on the board. It's a machlokish Rashi Tosis. Ein Dorshin Tchilus. Is that because it's used up to tell me the Halacha Mumkin? Or is that because it tells me what? You need to introduce the topic. And the Raya is that according to the Rabbanan, if you hold Yesh Ein L'Mesora, right? If you hold Yesh Ein L'Mesora and you hold Ein Dorshin Tchila, what is the Rabbanan going to say? One sukkah, you're not Dorish. Even though you don't learn out anything. Why don't you learn out anything? If you don't learn out anything for it, you don't need a schach. You don't need it for schach. If you're not Dorish Tchila, why aren't you Dorish Tchila? You don't need it for anything, Eli. You know why you're not Dorish Tchila? Because you need to introduce the topic. So if you need to introduce the topic, what comes out is, it says it three times, one is used up to introduce the topic, you're left with two, halacha l'maisa, and therefore that's how you get what? That's how you get the din, according to what? According to Rav Elazar, because it says sukkah, sukkah, basukot. So one sukkah is two, halacha l'maisa, and one other sukkah is ein darshan tchila, and the other one is UCF 3, you break it down, the halacha l'maisa, which is down to two and a tefach. So this is Tos example, Daniel, of what? That ein darshan tchilas can be because you introduced the topic. You got me, Nachum? So it's a machlokas Rashi Tosis. Johnny, clear? You got this? Why ein darshan tchilas? Is it because you used up the din for zmunchen, like Rashi, or is it because you have to introduce the topic, like he says? And then he concludes with Akasha, which he doesn't have an answer for. Go ahead. Oh, you have to sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach on the two corners. It's Ma'akev. Chen Totofos, Totofos, Totofos. It says that tefillin is four batim. Go ahead. Chen? Chen Asara Kohanim? You guys remember this from the Mishnah? This is going to get it. We got to get into this mahalik now. How many guys do you need to be poda hektish? You remember in the Mishnah? No. You needed 10 guys to evaluate it, right? Because it says send 10 times Kohen regarding redeeming the hektish. Go ahead. Oh. Why not? Tosus says it listed Kohen 10 times. Why do you have 10? It should be 9. Why'd you list count the first one? Same thing by the Karnos and the Mizbeach, the sprinklings, and then same thing by the Totavos. He blinds by Akasha. He leaves it as Akasha. These last three topics, he says, when you have a series, why don't you say Endorshin Chilus? He leaves that as Akasha. So why don't you just give an answer? I want you to get the answer. The answer is given by the Margalas Yamashim, the Imre Tzvi. Totavos, without that word, I would have known what the Pusk meant. Without the word Karnos, I would have known what it meant. That in order to get Kapari, you have to do something. You have to sprinkle it. Ten Kohanim, if it would have written it without the word Kohen, I would have also known that I need one. So Lamaisa and Darish Tchilas, Elokim and Sukkot are not extra at all. Those three examples, those words are extra. I don't need those three words. And because those three words are extra, I can be Darish. I don't say Ein Darshin Tchilas. But Elohim and Sukkot, those are not extra at all. There I say Ein Darshin Tchilas. Okay? So that's how we want to answer the Margalas Yam says, B'Shem Nimitzvi. Those three examples, those words are taka what? Are taka extra. And therefore I can count them. I don't say Ein Darshin Tchilas. Whereas this din, Lamaisa, Elohim and Sukkot, Lamaisa, those are totally not extra. And therefore I needed to introduce the topic. Therefore, Halach Lamaisa, I invoke Ein Darshin Tchilas. Okay. This now opens the door, guys. Let's get it. Okay, let's get it, guys. Let's get it. We got up to the line in the Gemara that there's a requirement to make sure that we have what? That we have, or actually the way we should say it, as you do not have a Beis Din Shachal. We do not want to have an even number Beis Din. And that is how Reb Yonason came up with the number 3. Is that correct? Everyone agrees that Darshan Kivas. Reb Yoshia said, I counted the number on my own 3, but the truth of the matter is you get the impression, which we'll get to more tomorrow, Bishishem, about that it seems to be Reb Yoshia is denying this concept, Bishishem Shokal. So I want to now go through this, Mahalach now, and then we'll get to the Halacha Mashiva Ruach. We had in the Mishnah, if you remember, a long list of cases. Let's look back at the Mishnah, okay? Let's look back at the Mishnah. The Mishnah has in the middle the case of 10. Vakarkos, it says Beferish Tisha Vekoin Adam Yotzaben. Yes? As far as I know, right? It's higher mathematics as well. That number 10 is an odd or an even number? Even number. And Tosus and Megillah says Rebbeinu Shaloi. Based on what we just learned in our Gemara, that there's a need to have an odd number, okay? Certainly according to Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Oshia, we don't know yet. We'll get to that tomorrow, if we matter. I want you to get this down in your notes. Tosus asks, Chav Gimel and Beis, I gave you the Mara Makomos, Asara Kohanim, Chav Gimel and Shuli, Kashi Ali, Amai Lo Boy Achad Asar, Dein Beis Bin Shoko, B'chol Dover, Shu Tolin, Shomim, B'shik Lodas, Ribbeinu Shaloim. You should require 11. He leaves it as a kasha. Tosus and Erkin on Daf Yutes asks the same kasha. How could it be that there's a need to have this? Halacha l'maisa, there's a need to have an odd number, and you have Stark right in the Mishnah that says not that way. Tosus and Erkin says, Beferish, okay? On Daf Yutes and Reis, O Dilma. He says in the bottom, Oduma Shenem Sanhedrin. He asks on the bottom. He says, we have a Beis Din Shokel. Hiksha Rabbeinu Achonon, Amai Ein Tzarek Yosur Miasora, Va Beis Din Shokel. V'chol Milsu D'Tuli V'smore, Tzarek Echreya. We need a decision. You can't have a deadlock, Shimi. V'chanami Karlei Beis Din Shokel, V'shim Lone Nechon, V'yachad Asar. It's a great kasha. How could it be? So Tosfos asks a Megillah and an Erkin. How could it be that Asara for Pidyon what? Pidyon Hekdesh. How could that be? And Tosfos asks, it's a what? Tosfos Shalim and Megillah and an Erkin, it's a based in what? Beis Din Shokel. Oh. So I want to give the answers that we could suggest. One sec. I want to give the answers. You look in the Rashba and the Ritva here in the Gila. Very powerful answers. It has to go with what we've been describing. It could very well be. Now, the Rashba writes in the Gila, Adaf of Gimelim at Beis, he says the following answer. I read it to the Lashon, just at the end. He says, how could it be? So listen to this. He says, the time of the milsa, mishum deshumahi v'ene kedin mamish. It's not a din, it's a shuma. What does that mean, it's a shuma? It's an evaluation. Shuma. The Eino Kedin Mamish. So I want to know, what does this Rashba mean? That you don't require the concept of a Beis Din Shokel. What does it mean? That it's considered to be a Shuma. The Eino Kedin Mamish. So it's possible to suggest a few different Biurim. Okay, Zach? Why is it that an odd number is not needed here? If it's Shuma, not Kedin. So it could be as follows. The Ritva says in Megillah the following Kiddush. He says, the Tama Dabrashari Dabrashal Shumer Lo Shchichu Ba Pluto Shul Eskimu Kulom O Rubel Das Echas V'Mechalko Ad Mosifin Aleim. What this means is as follows. Okay? What this means is, I think the pshat we could suggest is, they say in the name of the Brisker Rav, then why is it that you need a Beis Din Shokel? We didn't get to the exact line in the Gemara yet. We'll get to it tomorrow, Beis Hashem. Why do you need it? Based on what pasuk? Lintos. Lintos, to incline. So it could be, halacha l'maisa, that you'll never be able to get exactly. There'll be so many different opinions, because maybe a guy will say another shuma. You're trying to evaluate how much the real estate is? One guy will say 80,000, one guy will say 90, one guy will say 100. So it's possible to suggest, halacha l'maisa, that it's not a situation of yes or no, guilty or innocent. and therefore we have to what? We need an odd number to make sure we don't have a tie. Shuma doesn't lend itself to that. You might end up having five different opinions. Shuma's not a din. So therefore, since Shuma's not a din, there is no such requirement at all. Says the what? Says the Briskerov. Okay? Kamadeos. I'm just going to write. You write it down. Tzatzal. Kamadeos. There's so many different deos. It doesn't lend itself to have an exact number. You follow me? That's what the Briskerov wants to say. Now, that might be the pshat in the Rashba. That might be the pshat in the Rashba and the Ritva. Okay? Now, the Ritva seems to... That might be the pshat in the Rashba. The Ritva seems to say that it's, we don't find too many machlokasim that they're not going to agree. Okay? And if they do disagree, he says he had another person. So the Ritva really says completely different. He says that people are probably going to agree, so therefore I'm not worried about... He says most of the time is stoma, they're going to agree, they're going to be maskim l'shita achas. They're going to be maskim to one number. Okay? That's kind of like the opposite of Briskerov. The Ritva says usually it's very uncommon that there's going to be a dispute. And if there's a dispute, he says add another guy. Okay? If there's a dispute, you add another guy. So that's the Ritva's pshat, Lamaisa. That's the Ritva's pshat. So you have firstly the Briskerov, and then you have the Ritva differently. Then there's a third pshat I want you to get. This is from Lamaisa in the notes in the Ritva from Rav David Zunvand. He says like this. The Gemara says in Baba Basra and Daf Kuf Zayin. Let's say one Dayan says it's worth 80,000. And one Dayan says it's worth 100. And the third Dayan says 120. And so on and so on. And they keep all the 10 Dayanim arguing. So what's the din halacha l'maisa? You could still, if one guy says 100, the second guy says 90, third guy says 80, and you go on and on all the way to 10, at least you have six guys saying what? At least you have six guys agreeing to 50. That's a beautiful shot too as well. It lends itself that you could come up with the majority. You have 10 dayanim. One guy says it's worth 100 grand, the other guy says 90, and so on. You'll have six guys that at least agree to 50. No? 100 guy, 90 guy, 80 guy, 70 guy, 60 guy, 50 guy. You came up with a majority that at least everyone agreed to at least 50 grand.
Be that evil.
But I understand, Shimon, but it lends itself, Shuma lends itself, that even with an even number, you can come up with a row. Because it's dealing with statistics, it's dealing with the numbers. So this is Rav David Zunvand. I want you to get that shot. Zunvand. He wants to say, Lamaisha, you can come up with it. Okay? You can come up with a hachra of a row even with an even number. That's a third shot. That's a very ingenious pshat as well. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? You follow me? So this makes this what? This makes this considered to be different. So these are the different pshatim that we want to suggest, halacha l'maisa. Okay? That this is special. Don't get me wrong, we're going to discuss it at greater length tomorrow, Bez Hashem. This requirement based in shakal. But you look at our Mishnah, we had an exception to the rule. It's an exception to the rule for different reasons. The first is the most prevalent because you don't want a deadlock. But by shum is not a din. Ain't a kedin mamish. You can have different votes. Not yes or no, guilty or innocent. Doesn't lend itself to have to make sure I have a what? Have to make sure I have an odd number so I don't have a deadlock. The Briskerov says, halacha l'maisa, that meant that they're kamadeus like we just said. The Ritva said fakir. He said people will end up agreeing. So even with an even number, it won't be a problem. And if you have a problem, you'll add another dayan. And Rav David Zunvand says, by its very nature, Shuma, it can lend itself, Shimon, that if you have 10 dayanim, which we require, you could come up many times with the what? The lowest common denominator, and come up with 6 of the 10 judges, and therefore you have a rov. Okay? So that's a tremendous, tremendous what? Tremendous chiddush that you have. But this is what you have in their Mishnah, that it's exceptional. Okay? Now, this leads us to the next point, and then I want to get to the Hilchos Mashna Ruach. And that's the Tyson Yavamis. I gave him the Marmakaimis. Tosfos Nevamis has a very fascinating line. Okay? Tosfos Nevamis writes, Adaf Kuf, Aleph from an Aleph. Okay? He discusses the following kasha. We need how many Dayanim for Chalitza? Three. And the Gemara Darshans, how do you know you need three? The Gemara has a Machlokas, we need three or five. Tanakama says three, Reb Yehuda says five. And how do you know you need three? Guess. It says, the Tanakama, the Sanish, the Sekenim, Shtayim, Vein, Bezin, Shokol, Mosifalim, Od Echad, Harikan, Shlosha. Reb Yehuda, Zikne, Shtayim, Zikne, Shtayim, Vein, Bezin, Shokol, Mosifalim, Od Echad, Harikan, Shkamisha. They both use Bezin, Shokol. Tosfos asks, we got a problem, and I'm going to photocopy it so you'll see it tomorrow. Tosfos says, you got a problem. He says, you know what? Chalitza, I understand. But what do you do with smichos par? What is smichos par? Putting your hand on the par helim davar shel tzibur. Remember we said that? So machlokas in the Mishnah, Rashi and the Rama, what smichos kenim meant? Rashi said it meant leaning on the par helim davar shel tzibur, that the Beis Din made a mistake, they got to bring a par. You remember that? What kind of dispute is that? What do you need an odd number for? So Tosfos says, "V'yesh lomar the hasam nami ikaplut the ibinim kol kolcho." There's a machlokas in the Gemara that when they do the leaning, does it have to be done with all your strength? Do you know how many numerous halachas there are in Hilchos Chalitza? Every time Beis Din sits and does a chalitza, they're pasking on every one of these machlokas in Shas. Meaning Tosfos, according to the first day in Tosfos in the Yevamos. Tosfos B'Teretz Rishon stands on his head and says, the only reason why you need a Beis Din Shokol is that you should not have a deadlock. But I thought by Chalitza, all we need is their presence. No? Remember we've been saying that all along? We said many times? So why does Chalitza need an odd number? They're not paskening. Their presence alone is needed. So Tosfos stands on his head and says, no! Every time Beis Din sits and does a chalitza, they're paskining on every detail that is found in the Shas. When there's a machlokas ben. That's a tremendous chiddush. And smichas par helim davar shel tzibur, why do you need three? Because they're paskining whether you need b'chol kolcho or not. Even though you don't see them doing that, right? But that's the way Tosfos says, the only reason why you need an odd number is because why? Beis Din shakol, so that what? Kidei? Sheyia Hachra. And he stands on his head so much to say, that even Smichas Parhelim Dovr Shatzibra, there's a what? There's a point of Machlaikis. Whether Bakol Kochel. Otherwise, you would not need an odd number. You follow what I'm saying? Why would you need an odd number? There's nothing they're arguing about. Chalitza, there's nothing they're arguing about. All they need is their presence alone. No, when they do the procedure, do you have to do it on the right shoe? Is it different? Is this type of shoe good or not? They are passing every time they what? They sit on a chalitza. So up till now, we've been saying the whole year, chalitza is the prime example of what? A maisa basin where they don't eat a psak. Tosfos says that's not true. Otherwise, you would not need an odd number. You follow me? The Yad Ramah finds it very... The Yad Ramah l'maisa says the same thing, halacha l'maisa. The Yad Ramah says the same thing, that what? That you need to what? You need to be able to what? They're paskening on this issue. Because in order to require Beis Din Shokol, you need to have Achra. Beis Din Shokol, you don't want to have. And then Tosfos backs out of it. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos backs out of this. And then Tosfos says in Yevamos, in the second Teretz, Tosfos in Teretz Sheni says, no way. I want you to read the Lalashin. Says that Tosfos, he says, no way. Every Beis Din has some ingredients. And one of the ingredients of the Beis Din is they have to sit down, they have to be knowledgeable, and they have to be an odd number. I don't care what they're doing, whether they're paskening or whether their presence alone is needed. Kol min Beis Din. Any type of Beis Din has to be Shalom Yeh Shakul. Do you understand what I'm saying? These 2 days in Tais Nivamis are fundamentally arguing. What is the nature of this notion of based in shakel? Is it a simple technical requirement to make sure that there is no deadlock? And therefore, Tosus has to stand on his head that even by Chalitza, they are voting on an issue. And we better make sure it's odd and not even. Ellie, do you follow this?
Yeah.
Or do you say no? Do you say that even if Beis Din's presence alone is needed and they're not really voting on a psak, in order to be called a Beis Din, what do you need? Uri? You need them to have smicha, you need them to be an odd number too as well. These 2 days in place are fundamentally arguing on each other. Okay? It's a fundamental machlokes. The first day is an unbelievable chiddush to say that they're arguing every nekuda that is presented. That's a tremendous chiddush. Okay? Now we're going to have to keep in mind Shmuel that Yeshnaim Shadonu Dinan did. How does he work with the notion of shakel? We have to figure that out. But not now. Johnny, real quick.
We'll go to halacha.
Okay, let's get to the Mashiv Aruch Mordagashim. So I want you to chazer this over. Okay? We're up to the middle of the Gemara.